An Essay on Lyric Ethics. A Circuit of Economics, Belief, Territorialism. A Competition for the Right to Resources. A Desk of My Own. A Lyric Elegy for a Damaged World. A Noble Violence. A Political Life Cycle of Fuel. A Roll Call of Names. A Space of Arbitration and Withholding. A Violent Anti-Violence of Writing. A Word with Dance in It Like Chorus. An Ineradicable Violence. And to Resist Damage. Anyone who isn't for us is against us. Apostrophe is dramatic, not lyric. As ontological destiny, as part of their job. Behind me, beside me, above me. Bracketing out particularity. But these should not be confused. Can lead to systematic mass murder, constellated by coincidence into systemic evil, costing lost sexual violence. Dispersiveness, epic song, everyone needs to know who deserves. Expensive solitude, extend beyond any lyric instance. For players of musical instruments, from the ethics of lyricism, geared teleology, genealogy of comfort, having nothing to stand under, help death workers see themselves as noble, however ceremonially restrained. I keep the company of the articulate dead. Implicit violence of any belief implies a world of the possible, in a denial, in certain circumstances, in most circumstances, in my solitude, in my negotiations, in notorious examples, in the conditions of a poem, instances of individual pathology, is a condition, is certain and figures, is dangerous. Is it enough that? Is love or war? Is lyric always melancholy? Does it need? Is not caught up? Is this sentence one of ours? Its surface inscribed. Love takes the named as its object. Lyric mobility, modal possibilities, named as a war on terror, not just a competition for resources, of corporate extermination. Of course there are bad apples at home, of the dramatic, of the nameable, of the purity of sameness, of the right to inflict damage, of what it could be to be human, only one of which, or perhaps where drama hands over to lyric, or this terminal with its abstract address, overseen by images of male ancestry, part pensioner, part employee, points at the nameholder's chest. Power outpowers power. Say that each poem, sitting at a desk indirectly bequeathed, spreading freedom. Stories, accounts, poems and arguments. Take a simple lesson. Take the names away and I speak foolishly, tempting into place a theology of devolved absolution, temptingly nameable. That a poem's linguistic order, that certain poems, that freedom is a right, that gives me title, that writers are freedom, the American people, the articulate absent, the mechanics and performances of power. The motor car, for example, the nameable is destroyable, the right to damage in the name of this right. Theologians used to know this, these conditions of lyric personae, these epic conditions of lyric solitude, this new expensive pen, this world in which evil is abroad, those who murdered, though as ever names double as decoys, though I have no doubt, through its exclusion of certain throughout the world, to adopt the posture that humans do when they sing, to catch an erotics of will, a violence of drive or purpose, to ignore and deny damage, transcendent subjectivity, uncertainty of circumstances, up against, waive the death sentence, we want each other's. What contract of belonging, where music and poetry are concerned, where resources are always subject to contest, wishing for a better world, within a territorialism of style, within the complexity of financial regulation, within the law. Yes, okay, co.uk.